Here's another Patmos report, and it's entitled, Where is the Church of the Lord Meeting? So let's start by reading Revelation chapter 1, verses 12 through 13, and I quote, I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks, and in the midst of the seven candlesticks, one like unto the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to the foot, and girt about the paps with a golden girdle. Unquote. In the previous verses, you may have wondered why John heard the voice of God's trumpet behind him. Had he been mentally gazing upward and trying to listen from heaven, but was not listening down here on earth? Perhaps, but when his attention was grabbed by the great voice behind him, he turned around and there was the Lord Jesus Christ in the midst of the seven candlesticks. The candlesticks, you know, being his church on earth, hold up Jesus Christ, the light of the world, from where he can speak loudly, even today. But where is the Church of the Lord meeting today, you may ask? Remember, His church is meeting where two or three are gathered together in His name, anytime, any place, and even while walking on the road to Emmaus. Notice, in the midst of the candlesticks, we see only the Lord Jesus Christ, but not the Roman Pope, or Father Malarkey, or the Reverend Dr. Schickelgruber, or Rabbi Levin, or even Pastor Deception. None of them are sharing the spotlight with the Lord Jesus. Nobody else is mentioned. And besides, when did any of the likes of those just mentioned wandering stars or Johnny-come-latelys get their book in the Bible? As a matter of fact, that can be a major criteria for pointing out how important anyone is in the church these days. Do they have their book in the Bible? Now, all of a sudden, your little pet preachers and teachers seem rather insignificant if you apply this principle. In these verses, the Lord is described as having a garment down to his feet, indicating the full righteous robe of modesty. Modesty is an important consideration of our faith in contrast to throngs of thongs down at the beach and the briefly clad California cuties who mow their front lawns in bikinis. We also read the Lord's paps, nipples, are girt about with a golden girdle, from where we figuratively nurse to receive our nutritious milk of the word. And within the folds of that girdle, close to his heart, are all the things we need from time to time in this world and in the timeless world to come, the things the gold of this world cannot buy. Paps also reminds me of the disciple Jesus loved, who laid his head upon the Lord's breast and could listen to his heartbeat. You know, the one who asked the Lord who the betrayer was and got the answer, while the others probably weren't close enough to hear the reply. How about you? Are you close enough to the Lord Jesus Christ, the Word of God, to listen to his heartbeat and hear those truths others cannot hear? In these verses, Revelation chapter 1, 12 through 13, we find God is still talking to us through his church on earth, whether we meet with only two or three in his name. Be encouraged. Get together with one or two other believers, or sit down with Matthew or Mark or Luke or John or all of them and hear from the Lord. Amen. So, until we meet again, two or more, remember, God loves you. Read your Bible. Maranatha!